were planners, civil engineers, and architects, and we're very blessed to be working on this project for Park Hotels and Resorts. And with me here this evening to join us for the scoping is Jonathan Fuse. And Jonathan, why don't you introduce yourself?
Thanks, Jeff. Aloha, my name is Jonathan Fuse, and I'm the Senior Vice President for Investments at Park Hotels and Resorts. Park Hotels is the owner of two iconic hotels in Hawaii, Hilton Waikoloa Village on the Big Island and Hilton Hawaiian Village, the subject of today's meeting, which has been welcoming locals and guests in Waikiki for more than 65 years. Park is deeply committed to positioning Hilton Hawaiian Village for continued success in the future and to growing the company's significant economic impact in the islands through its two properties, which currently provide approximately 2,400 full-time and part-time jobs to local families. I'm pleased to represent Park this evening for the initial briefing about the Ala Moana Boulevard Tower project, which would be a seamless addition to the Hilton Hawaiian Village campus. Thank you all for participating in this conversation, and I and the project team very much look forward to hearing your thoughts. Thanks. So, Jeff, I'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you, Jonathan. With me here at the controls too are two of our planners, Tracy Camuso and Noel Wright. So let's see the next slide. So environmental impact statement process, and this is a supplemental EIS, and I'll tell you a little bit about that. The preparation notice that was completed for the project, I've actually got a copy of it. You may have had a chance to download it. It's on the environmental review program a website, and we'll put a link in the chat for you later on this meeting. This document was published on November 8th, and it's the very first document in the EIS and planning process for this important project. There is a scoping meeting that's being held here tonight, and we're here to listen to your comments and receive information that will help guide the preparation of this draft supplemental EIS that we're working on. It's a 30-day comment period for the public and agencies to submit these comments. Again, the very first step in our process, and it's to help us identify areas of the project that we need to pay attention to for an analysis in the EIS. We're going to spend roughly half a year to get to the point where we're publishing a draft supplemental EIS next summer is our estimated timetable. And that will go through a little bit longer, 45-day public and agency comment period that will follow that. Finally, we'll go through and address comments again through that process and finalize the book in the latter part of 2022 next year. Next slide. So the supplemental EIS process and this scoping meeting that we're going through here this evening, the purpose is to obtain public feedback on what is the proposed action, identify alternatives that we would analyze in this EIS, and develop a set of impacts to be assessed in the EIS process. You can see we cite the rules here under Hawaii administrative rules that give us the guidance. Next slide. So some background on this. You can see we've got a kind of a simplified map of the campus at Hilton Hawaiian Village. And there was a final EIS that was prepared back in 2011 for the master plan, the village master plan. And that plan included new towers, commercial spaces, recreational amenities, landscaping, more open space and sidewalks, and an overall campus master plan. And since 2011, various components in that master plan have been completed successfully. We're now expanding the boundaries to encompass the area shown in yellow in the kind of the upper left-hand side of the map. You can see AMB Tower site, and that's the subject area that we're doing the project on and the EIS will cover. Next slide, please. So the objectives with this proposed AMB Tower is really to add needed guest capacity and promote sustainable and responsible tourism within our critical resort area of Waikiki. We'll be enhancing the Hilton Hawaiian Village campus and improving the quality of the visitor experience here, creating high quality employment opportunities for residents of Oahu. We're replacing some dated structures that exist on the site today with a modern, culturally appropriate design. And we'll be providing for the long-term viability of Waikiki as a world-class visitor destination as Oahu's primary resort area. Next slide. Now, this is an aerial photograph here that again shows the project area outlined in red, and we see a little call out for the project area. We're within the Waikiki Ahupua'a, within what's called the Kona District on the island of Oahu. We're located along Ala Moana Boulevard, and the site is integrated with Hilton Hawaiian Village. Surrounding uses include the resort uses at the campus, as well as residential uses. And this is within the city's designated special management area, as well as the Waikiki Special District. Next slide. This is a tax map key overlay, so you can see the call out of the different parcels involved at Hilton Hawaiian Village and the parcels that are identified within the project area. The total area of the new tower for, site, AMB Tower area, is roughly 0.46, or roughly half an acre in total. In combination with Hilton Hawaiian Village, this is 22.7 acres, really the largest contiguous resort parcel in Waikiki. Next slide. Again, the map and the call out for this project area highlighted in yellow here. You can see it up along Ala Moana Boulevard and how it relates to the existing facilities on the Hilton campus. Next slide. So, an environmental impact statement, I'm sure many of you have been through environmental impact statements. We have to cover a lot of ground. We have to cover environmental analysis in this draft SEIS, dealing with things like geology and soils, water quality, archaeological, historic, and cultural resources. We look at public facilities and services, the utilities and infrastructure, traffic, of course, very important, mobility and pedestrians. We do socioeconomic study, and then a variety of other technical studies such as noise and acoustics, biological resources, air quality. We now address sea level rise, of course, very important in Waikiki to study this, as well view study and an analysis of alternatives. Next slide. Thank you. Our technical studies are more in-depth investigations done by experts in each of the areas that will be supporting the EIS technical studies. That's archaeological inventory survey, a cultural impact assessment, a traffic impact assessment, pedestrian flow assessment, noise study, air quality study, flora fauna, a wind study at the pedestrian level, economics and fiscal, and then a civil engineering infrastructure assessment. These are the 10 studies that would be technical supplements to the draft EIS. And, you know, it becomes a rather big book. We have all these pieces to it, and it would be available for everyone to review these in-depth studies. Thank you. Next slide. So we have to go through a permitting process to gain the approvals to go ahead with the project at the state level. It's fairly straightforward. We go through a certified shoreline survey update. There's a historic preservation review and also an NPDES construction stormwater permit. Really, the big land use approvals that we need to go through are at the city level. This is the first step in the process. The final supplemental EIS acceptance is required before we proceed with filing applications for the land use permits, which include a special management area use permit, planned development resort amendment, and the Waikiki Special District, or WSD, permit. Once we get through those land use entitlements, and does go before city council, we would proceed with grading and building permits prior to construction. So we have quite a few steps in the process ahead. Next slide. So again, tonight and the scoping period that we're in, it's a very important time for you to comment on the process. And there's a variety of ways that you can provide comments and input to this EIS process. We will put into the chat the link here on how you can obtain access to the environmental, within the environmental notice, the publication that posts the supplemental EIS preparation notice that I showed you before. It's a pretty quick read, and I think would give you a nice overview, a little more information than we've presented here today. And that would give you the background, I think, that would allow you to provide good comments to help us in scoping. And how do you get comments to us? Well, you could provide comments tonight orally, and those are recorded, and we do need to address the scope of those as we prepare the EIS. You could email us your comments in a simple email message or attach a letter to an email. And the address, oh, there you go. Noelle had put in the chat the link to the prep notice. Thank you. The email address, if I could just call it out for everybody, is ambtower@g70.design. And that too is in the chat. Thank you. And that's a good way to get in touch with us. And we'll definitely receive that. And I'll put that in again. It has to be within the 30-day comment period, which would be, conclude on December 8th. You could also send us a letter through the U.S. mail. We love hard copy letters. They're great. You could send it to G70, our firm. G70, attention to me, Jeff Overton. And our address is 111 South King Street, Suite 170, Honolulu, 96813. Okay, well, we're rapidly getting through our presentation. We're going to get to the comment period in here. And this is really the important part. Sorry, I'm talking too much. I need some water. Okay, so here's some guidance for us as we work into the comments tonight. You know, we've got quite a few people that have logged on tonight, so we want to make sure everybody has a chance to provide comments that wants to. You don't have to comment. You can listen in, and that's just fine. But we're here to get some guidance. Again, the guidelines here is that your comments would be pertaining to the scope of the document, scope of the study for the draft EIS. That's what the rules call for. So we're really not here for a big question and answer session at this point. It's very early in the process, and we have to go through the analysis before we can actually answer most of the questions that folks might have tonight. And there, again, we're going to have presentations before the neighborhood board and public hearings and city council meetings. So there's many, many times for folks to provide input on the process. We'll have another big meeting on the draft EIS coming up next summer when we publish. So tonight is important. If you'd like to make a comment, what we'll ask you to do is where you find the chat box, message box at the bottom of the screen, you can click on that and put the number one in there to request that you'd like to speak tonight. We'd like to hear from you. And we will call on you as in turn as the numbers are entered into the chat. We'll ask that you unmute yourself when your turn is called. And please speak clearly, give us your name and where you live on the island, or if you don't live on Oahu, tell us where you're from. And then please be concise with your remarks so that everyone has a chance to comment on this. And, you know, if you want to speak again at the end and we have some time, you know, we'll pick it up again and have you give other thoughts in there. So that's kind of the way we're going to do it. Please be respectful of everybody's time and want to appreciate your input here. So let's see if we've got some folks in the chat. We're going to jump ahead. And Noelle, can you update me on who would like to speak?
Yes. First, we have Mr. Mark Iaconetti Cole. So I will ask you to unmute yourself.
Hi, yes. My name is Mark Iaconetti Cole, and I live in the Hobron neighborhood. I'm kind of concerned about the Hilton becoming a wall, you know, for all of us who live here in the Hobron neighborhood. Of course, that tower is going to be obstructing many, many of our views. I'm wondering, is it possible to see a rendering of the building and where it will be, its placement on the site?
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you joining us tonight and offering your comments. We will be conducting a visual impact assessment as part of our EIS process. I completely understand your comments. The tower is, it's a hotel tower that's planned at this location and be comparable to the existing tower heights that exist on the campus. But we're going to have a rendering, as you asked for, from a number of different locations. We'll do view projections and include all that information in the EIS, but we just don't have that information to present tonight. And so I appreciate your comment, and it's a good one for us to analyze.
Okay, and just one other quick question. I saw the footprint. Will the tower be set back from the footprint?
That's another great question, thanks. On this location, we have to observe certain regulatory setbacks and need to comply with those at the city level. So you could see the orientation of the site, and you're familiar with where the restaurant that's closed down is on there. It's that's the orientation of the lot that we're dealing with. So, I can't push back too far because there's already existing structures. So we're locating within what is that half acre site, and we have to observe all the setbacks that the city requires for development. Hope that answers your question.
Okay, so nothing is available to look at this point. No 3D renderings or anything. Okay.
We will have that, and we'll be making that available as it comes out. The team is really just working on those now.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Next up, Noelle.
All right, next we have Mr. Peter Anist. Can you please unmute when ready?
Hi. I'm wondering how you're going to approach the traffic and how much of a traffic variance you're going to request. That intersection there is very busy and backs up. Can you state from the start, are you planning on using Alemoana, or are you going to come in from the other building side?
Thank you, Peter, for your question. We are going to be conducting a full traffic impact analysis that will go with the supplemental EIS draft that presents, and it goes to several of the questions you have regarding what are the traffic flows and circulation. There will be an access point off of Alemoana Boulevard, as well as connection internally. Again, we don't have the details of that for presentation tonight, but the answer is yes, connection off of Alemoana Boulevard.
So the part of the reason I ask this is because the last new tower, the pedestrian traffic and the cars crossing it to get to the building is atrocious. It was obviously some sort of variance that I think was wrongly accepted, and that we want to make sure that it's safer than what was done the last time.
Well, thanks, Peter. Obviously, you're very familiar with the area. That is something that we've picked up on and that we will need to do a proper pedestrian analysis. So we're actually conducting a separate pedestrian circulation analysis, and we'll need to address exactly what you're talking about, safety and flow and how it relates to the building as well as the existing campus today. Safety foremost.
Thank you.
Thanks for your comments.
All right. May I please ask Ms. Kayla Norman to unmute?
Aloha, mahalo.
Aloha.
How you doing, Jeff? Anyhow, I have a couple of questions. And I know that in the meeting with all of you, with the descendants, I think there was a mention of the cultural impact assessment. Is this the time that we, if we have anything to add to the cultural impact assessment, is this the time to do it? Or do you have, is cultural surveys going to be the one to reach out to do the cultural impact assessment? That's my question.
Okay. No, thanks. I appreciate you joining us, Kayla. The two questions I heard in terms of the scope of the cultural impact assessment, I'd be glad if you wanted to make any kind of summary remarks today. I think if there's a lot of details, it's much better for you to put it into an email or a letter to us. Cultural Surveys Hawaii will be conducting the cultural impact assessment that will be undertaken here for the EIS. So that process is just beginning in terms of contacting folks such as yourself for the required interviews and the research that they need to do. We would encourage you to write in, even if it's just a simple email about the points you want to make about the scope of the CIA. That'd be very helpful. Are there points you want to raise here tonight that you want to hit at a high level?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry. You might have been muted. Go ahead.
I think we'll just kind of wait. A lot of my family members are here in attendance, and I think we'll wait for cultural surveys to reach out to us, and we'll probably do our own little summary together and decide what is acceptable for us to, contribute to this project. But I will say off the bat, my mother, my grandmother, and my great grandfather were all born and raised there in Kalia Waikiki. So, and the rest will leave up to the cultural impact assessment. So mahalo, Jeff.
Mahalo. Thank you, Kayla, for coming. And please go ahead and send it. We do have our December 8th completion of the comment period. If you wanted to put something officially on the record, it'd be good to email us or send that in prior to that. So we welcome those comments. Okay. It's a no shame here. Folks can step up and make comments tonight. We're glad to hear from everyone who's attending, who wants to speak. Noelle, is there another person?
No one in the queue right now.
Nobody in the queue.
We have Mr. Mark Monoskalko. Okay, Mark, I can unmute you.
Aloha, Mark.
Aloha, thank you for including me. Does Park Hotels own all the property currently?
So thank you for your question. There are three parcels that are there, and the ownership of it is spelled out in the preparation notice. I'd encourage you to look at that. What I may do is ask Jonathan Fuse to make just kind of a brief statement regarding ownership of the three parcels.
Yes. Hi. Thanks, Mark, for the question. As it's spelled out in the prep notice, one of the parcels is owned by an affiliate of Park Hotels and Resorts, and the other two parcels are owned by SMK, which is an affiliate of ABC Stores.
Okay, so doesn't the Department of Planning and Permitting require the ownership of all of the parcels to be complete? That the permitting process requires that the parcels be owned by the person who is filing for the permit?
So it's a good question, Mark. We jointly file together. So yes, the ownership is unified. All the owners that are joint applicants.
OK. Okay. But one other question: what's the maximum height? Would this thing have the entitlement to be as tall as the Grand Waikikian?
The height limit at this location is 350 feet. So we would be working within that on the PDR approvals, comparable to the existing towers on the campus today.
Right. Don't you have the ability to go to the city and county and get an additional 50 feet if it doesn't block the view plane of Diamond Head from Punch Bowl Crater?
There's no plan to ask for special height provision above that.
Okay, so are you telling me that the Grand Waikikian is 350 feet tall?
I think what I answered, I'd like to specifically just state that we're going to fall within the height limitation that sets for the parcel now. I can't answer a question about Grand Waikikian, but I'd really like you to write in that question. We could answer that question for you, but I don't have that information on hand right now.
Thank you.
Appreciate your comments, Mark.
All right. Next up, we have Mr. Hal Lacoste.
Please. Aloha, Jeff. Hal Lacoste, Canterbury Place.
Aloha, Hal.
Hi. When do you estimate starting and completing?
The project that we're going through is going to be in the entitlements phase up into 2023. And then there is a permitting phase that has to proceed from that point on. So construction is really, we're looking out in the 2025 timetable out there.
How about a guess at completion?
These projects can take roughly 2 years to complete. So, you know, 2025, 2026 is really not happening before that timetable. I think it's undetermined, really. We'll have to get through the entitlement process to give you a firm date, but that's kind of a rough timetable if everything moved ahead on schedule at present.
That's close enough. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for your question.
No one in the queue right now.
Well, I see a hand up. I don't know if that's Andrew's iPhone.
Yes, Andrew, please unmute yourself.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing? Andrew Giles, I live in the Chateau Waikiki. A question around the pandemic and will, you know, density populations or any density studies be done for the campus, you know, given the recent pandemic clearly. And you know, my biggest concern is space, and we all, especially those that live in the area, relish the opportunity to have a little bit of an empty spot at the beach. It wasn't so crowded. So is that being factored in at all in this assessment?
Well, thanks for that question. And yeah, we have all gone through this period of time with the pandemic where things were different in Waikiki than they had been in the past. As for the beach, you know, we're really focused in this project on what's happening at the AMB Tower site. We realize it's part of the overall campus and linked together. We're not doing a special beach density analysis here as part of this. It's a good question, I think. And, you know, folks are always thinking ahead on what the future of Waikiki is going to be like. This is really meant to be an improvement at this single location. That's the focus. I don't know if that answers your question for now, but I think what you're asking us to do is pay attention to utilization of the beach and what we think the trend might be. Am I paraphrasing your question?
Yes, that's correct. And for the overall campus as well. I mean, it's 2,800 rooms plus, you know, another, 1,000 or so occupants potentially in a new tower. So just trying to be mindful of social distancing as this becomes the quote unquote new normal.
Well, that's a great comment. Thanks for offering that.
No one in the queue right now, and I don't see any hands raised.
So if has someone hasn't, oh, go ahead.
Oh, you see, Mr. Manuel Kululoya. I'm going to ask you to unmute.
Aloha, Manny.
Aloha, Mr. Overton. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You know, as a young man, how do you pronounce Jonathan? How do you pronounce your last name?
Fuse is Jonathan's last name.
Fuse, sorry, I was muted.
That's right. Mr. Fuse, as a young man, this is the only property in Hawaii that I had the honor to meet three U.S. presidents. Would like for you to do a security study if building the hotel there will preclude you from continuing that.
Thanks, Manny. I'm just making a note. Jeff, do you want to address that? You're more of an expert on this than I am. Do you want to address?
No, you don't need to tell me. Just
okay. Thanks, Manny. Thank you very much.
I want you to think about it.
Yes, right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha.
All right. I do not see anyone else in the chat requesting to speak, nor do I see any hands.
Okay, well, we'll take a little time here for anyone who hasn't spoken. The floor will be yours. Otherwise, we might open it up back up for those that are still attending if they wanted to offer additional comments. So is there anyone who has not commented so far? Please type a number one in the chat and we'll hear from you. Nothing.
No one yet.
I really like these meetings in person, guys, instead of through the computer box, but this is how we have to do it right now. So apologize. Okay. Well, not too late if you change your mind and you want to speak up. We'll, because it's 6:07 now, we have time to hear from folks. If you want to offer any further comments and you've spoken already, go ahead and put your number in the chat. We'll bring you back up if you have further remarks you'd like to offer.
Not seeing anything right now.
Noelle, are you scaring them away? No. Okay.
I don't know. So
just to reiterate, we have, maybe we flip back one slide and we'll go back over kind of the timeline for making comments. We have our ability to comment here through a number of different ways. We've got our email address here that's shown, the ambtower@g70.design. We've received several nice oral comments that we'll include with the record here tonight. And then if you want to write us a letter, you could write it to us at G70, to my attention, Jeff Overton at 111 South King Street, Suite 170 in Honolulu, 96813. And there is a link in the chat to the email address, as well as the supplemental EIS prep notice that I'd encourage you to take a look at and offer your comments. Again, we're in the middle of a 30-day comment period, and so we need to have your comments posted or email received by December 8th in there. So we'll give it a few more minutes and get ready to wrap this up. If no one else wants to offer comments, and we'll keep it open here a few more minutes. Any further thoughts, folks?
Not seeing anything, Jeff.
we really appreciate everyone coming out here tonight.
Okay. We have Mr. Manny Kulaloy again. Let me unmute.
Aloha, Manny. Come on back in.
I want to echo what that gentleman said about the aesthetics. When you come back, have the different angles, yeah, Jeff, or how it would look. And then I'll read the traffic study. But what I want to say is thank you for setting it up the way that you did today, Jonathan, where it's not like you have hotels, properties all over the place. You have the Hilton Waikoloa and you have the Hilton Hawaiian Village, both of which are very classy, both of which I have been to, both of which I've trusted my two kids to be there because I knew they would be safe. If it's safe for a president, it's safe for my kids. The other part is, I don't know if this is done, but they have like what they call airflow studies through buildings. We'd like to see that, how that would impact. I don't know if you already addressed that. And then finally, I don't know if it was 5 or 10 years ago, right across the corner from your by your traffic light, they improved those sewage lines, water lines. So I'm just curious, what is that impact? How does that work? And I know through the study, you'll do that, but just curious to see how that sets up. That's all, Jeff. Thank you.
Mahalo, Manny. Well, those are good comments. We are having an airflow pedestrian wind study being conducted, so you're spot on there. And those wastewater lines were improved several years ago. They had the capacity to handle this project, but it'll be in the study. Thank you.
And I only say that because I used to see my friends from Maui come, they put the spot barge in Waikiki and they go, you know, put the air conditioning on the roof, right? You know, do all those kinds of maintenance, you know, with Tom Hopman. So anyway, that's why I'm thinking about that. Thanks, Jeff.
Follow.
All right. And we have Mr. Bill Haole.
Aloha, Jeff, and aloha, everyone. Yes, I try to avoid making any comment, but I felt it's important to at least share a comment that I've always marveled at how well Hilton Hawaiian Village has maintained its property and created such a wonderful place of presence. And yet, over the years, I watched systematically how they expand and the development of that property, and they've been very cautious. I've been very concerned about the density of so many buildings in such a concentrated area. So, I'm not against it. I don't want to appear to be pessimistic, but it is important that, you know, that the current, to me, it's important that the current aesthetics be maintained as Hilton Hawaiian Village is traditionally done. And I am concerned with the Port of Kishore entranceway and its impact onto the already heavy traffic area of Ala Moana Boulevard. And so I just wanted to share that, you know, I don't know how you do it, but I hope that that takes into serious consideration to maintain the sense of peace and presence that Hilton Hawaiian Village has always accomplished. And in this area, it's just difficult for me to see that. So I'll be looking forward to seeing more renderings or more reports as we advance into this project and how that's going to look and how that's really going to affect, you know, the impact on the traffic. The flow of pedestrians as well as vehicle traffic. Thank you.
Although, thank you, Bill, for your comments and your nice thoughts about the village. And I'd say it definitely is a priority for the team to do exactly what you said in terms of maintaining and enhancing those qualities long-term for the resort. Those studies that you had recommended are part of it, with the view studies and the landscape, all that will be expressed in the draft EIS and the subsequent applications, as well as a traffic study, both vehicular and pedestrian studies would be included in there. So peace and presence, I love that. I want to make a quote out of that. Thank you very much. Anyone else want to offer remarks here this evening? Again, we appreciate all of your input and patience in listening through this and hearing our community offer these early remarks as we get into the scoping for this EIS.
I'm not seeing anything in the chat.
Okay. Well, that's great. If it's okay with folks, we'll wrap this up. We want to say mahalo, really, for all your input in this process. Again, we're very early in the process. There'll be many meetings, and please offer your comments by the December 8th deadline so that we can integrate them with this process. We look forward to seeing you again at our next meeting. Good night, everyone. Thank you very much. Aloha.
Thank you, everyone.